life today.
There's a new motto flying around the halls of British Petroleum, a.k.a. Big Punks. If first you don't succeed, try again. And that's exactly what BP is doing. They have a new cap on the situation with this leaky well. It's not going to completely solve the problem, but it could. End to some of the misery in the Gulf of Mexico. We'll see. They're being cautious. At least they're trying to do something. The information is tight, though, coming out of the Gulf. Let me tell you, no matter what you read, see, or hear, a lot of it is speculation. I can tell by the amount of messages that I've left for unreturned phone calls and had to get a lot of it secondhand, and occasionally getting a BP spokesperson to say one or two things, but nobody really wants to come on the air. They'll do the press conference deal, so if you're there, yeah, there'll be a whole bunch of people there and the microphones. It's a gang situation where all the mics are up there and they'll say whatever, but really being very elusive. Maybe that's because of some tactical PR blunders in the beginning of this whole thing. Hope you had a great weekend. Kate Delaney's my name. If you've never heard the show before, this is America Tonight. Left, right, or somewhere in between. I don't care what your stripes are. Wear them proud, my friend. And you can always call this show, 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791 to throw in your two on whatever it is that we're jawing about. And boy, there's always a lot to talk about. We call it water cooler buzz. And part of the conversation is over this crazy, before we get to the BP thing and all the nonsense and the latest about Arizona and the boycotts and people sending money to support Arizona, which I think is great and a pretty telltale sign. I thought this was fascinating. You know, that there's something about a bandit that has a nickname, a crazy nickname. And there was a bandit called, have you heard this story about the Barefoot Bandit? The Bahamas police and the FBI finally caught the Barefoot Bandit. Why is it such a big deal? Well, this is because this bandit has been around for a couple of years. Here's the official lowdown from Sergeant Skippings.
We've been searching for him on a very daily basis, a very consistent basis, and we're just happy to know that we were able to secure him.
Yes, they were able to secure 19-year-old Colton Harris Moore. So there was, you know, no big to-do other than a big chase in the water off of Harbor Island, if any of you have ever been to Harbor Island. What happened was somebody saw this guy in the afternoon, made a couple of phone calls, and the next thing you know, it was like a little James Bond chase around the harbor. But this teenager who they nicknamed the Barefoot Bandit has been eluding them, like I said, for 2 years plus. And what has the Barefoot Bandit done? Well, basically what he does is he's got a very easy way to rob people. He just carries a gun and a knapsack over his shoulder and goes up to people pretty much and says, as he's standing there with his bare feet, give me all your money. So that's why I think they came up with the Barefoot Bandit thing. And he had a bunch of boats, apparently, and he was staying on the boat. And apparently he had enough fuel to make it back to Florida, but somebody saw him, and it was too late. He's suspected of flying a stolen plane to the Bahamas, by the way, so that's how he got there in the first place. He's been on the run since 2008. He escaped from a juvie halfway house in Washington. He pled guilty to 3 counts of burglary, and he was sentenced to 3 years. He didn't want to serve those 3 years. So he was without shoes when he broke into houses and when he went up to people and asked for their money. And it worked. He was living off the money that he was able to get when he went ransacked mostly houses. But he also was suspected of breaking into airports in South Dakota and Nebraska, and he was also suspected of stealing some cars and some other things. But it took that long. He was crafty enough to elude everyone for 2 years. And the fact that he was able to get a single-engine plane at an airport in Bloomington, Indiana, how does that happen? Somehow, the plane was missing from a locked hangar. And the owner of the plane was asked, you know, gave descriptions of everything, and that apparently there was an emergency locator transmitter that was sending out a beacon from the Bahamas, haha, and this narrowed down the search, so there were eyes looking for the guy. The FBI had even offered up $10,000 for information leading to his arrest, and, you know, who knows how much money and all he took, but I think it's impressive in a bizarre way that this kid was able, first of all, he gets out of the halfway house and he's able to elude everyone for so long. There was even a Facebook site for him where there was 58,000 fans. 58,000 fans. And you know what's really crazy about this? Okay, this is a punk kid who was in trouble and was going to go to jail, and then he steals planes and does all these things, and then he becomes this cult sort of hero. Even his mother was interviewed by a local television station in Seattle, and she said she wanted her son to turn himself in, but she said, I don't make this stuff up, that she was proud her son had actually taught himself to fly. And only in America, now I wonder why everyone wants to come here, only in America would 20th Century Fox already buy the rights for a film based on this. What does that say? He's an idol and a hero when he's broken into homes, ripped off businesses, and done some pretty bottom feeder kind of stuff. I don't know. Matt, you explain it to me. He is. He's like, they're writing songs about him.
I guarantee you this guy will have a movie made about him.
That's what they said. 20th Century Fox is doing it. It's crazy.
I know. It's especially the way the story ends with the police shooting out his engine in this boat.
Right.
I mean, that's got a Hollywood ending written all over it. And then this is only the first part of his life. He's only, what, 19, I think?
Yeah, so who knows what he does
who
after he serves time?
Who knows what he does after this? we still got a lot of time left.
That's right. Although he's adding to the time probably on whatever sentence he's going to get because of all the other things he's done since he escaped.
He might wriggle out of that too somehow. It reminds me of kind of like a Catch Me If You Can.
Catch Me If You Can is a great movie, and if you don't know the story, the story is based on a real man where he was able to come up with all these scenarios and defraud people and pretend he worked for the airlines and was making paychecks from the airlines, and he did some other jobs along the way. It's crazy.
Yeah, he passed off as a doctor for a while,
yes,
and a lawyer too, and the one thing of that story was everyone always wondered how he passed the bar exam, and The story, I think, out of this is how did he fly those planes without any flight knowledge?
Absolutely. And his mother said, I'm proud of him for learning how to fly. Go figure. Somebody's going to make some money off of this kid. All right, we're going to tell you about BP and the fact that they're pleased with the containment cap operation that's working right now, or they hope is working, in the Gulf. Stay with us.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. It is becoming painfully obvious the Washington bailout is running out of steam and the economy is showing signs of a double-dip recession. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are majority of your assets tied up in the stock or bond market? If so, are those assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless, and it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Update on spy versus spy, all that nonsense with Russia and the U.S. Also, we're going to check the mailbag. We'll do that, too. But before I mentioned we would tell you what was going on with BP, in a nutshell, here's the scoop. BP is pumping it out, pumping out the propaganda. I'm going to call it propaganda. They're saying they're pleased is the word that someone told them to use, with how the operation to find this new cap on the ruptured undersea well is proceeding. So here's the deal. The old cap is off. The robots are replacing the old cap. But in the meantime, while they're doing that, since this weekend, it's free flow, baby. Nothing is stopping the oil from gushing out. It's probably going to take 4 to 7 days. So however, do the math, how much ever extra oil that is. At this point, who cares? Call it a gazillion, call it a couple thousand, call it whatever you want to call it, but a lot of oil, extra oil is gushing out. And the bottom line is, it's only in the second day. So these robots removed six giant bolts from the well area, right, early on Sunday, so they can position this new cap that's going to supposedly fit. This is, if my math is correct, this is like the fifth time that they're trying something new. If the containment cap works, though, it would stop the gushing that started since the end of April after that explosion on the Deepwater Horizon. So if the new containment cap works, that would be good from that perspective. It'd only be a temporary deal. The whole permanent thing is that relief well. And there's two relief wells that are under construction. You know all that story. It's supposed to be done by mid-August. We'll see. The old cap pretty much, if you believe these numbers, was diverting about 15,000 barrels a day to a ship. And then they're recovering others on their own through a line connected to another boat. And they're trying to ramp up this whole deal. So if this caps it off, then they'll be able to capture more oil. So that can't be a bad thing, right? They threw in some more oil skimmers in the Gulf on Sunday. You got basically almost 50 that are collecting oil and water from the surface area. And then, you know, they're doing these burns because some people have written and asked about the burns. What about the burns? Well, they are doing some of the burns. They're doing, in the calmer area, they're doing 14, 15 different burns. But the cap is the key. If they get even this temporary cap on, that'll stop a lot of that free flow. And then they can also collect more. This is what's being said. This is where I doubt. They're saying that they can collect more accurate oil flow data. And then once the switch completely happens, and maybe that's what will happen because it'll be less that's coming out. Therefore, there's not as much of a publicity nightmare. Scientists swear that they could have measured what is being called immeasurable if they had been allowed to do it in the beginning, and they weren't. So there's where we hang on that story. In the meantime, this whole spy versus spy thing has been pretty interesting, hasn't it been? Are you keeping score on this? Have you read any of the stuff? We've talked about it, of course. And it's interesting. The Russian spy deal, first it comes out last week, or it comes out actually almost 2 weeks ago. And they, you know, the sexy spy chick, Anna Chapman, is all over the newspapers, and she'd only been here for 6 months. And then there's this one couple, and they have children, and there's another couple, and they have children. Then it turns out, okay, so we're going to put them in court, they're going to go to court, and when they go to court, then they're going to be charged with this, this, and this. Then there's this deal, okay, we're going to give you your 10 spies, Russia, for the 4 that you currently are holding of ours. But then it comes out, there's always 10 other shoes to drop, that in this Russian spy deal, there was already a deal before any of the information was released, that there was a deal set up long before that. And then it was just announced. So now is it kind of, all right, let's really manipulate everything, put the players into place, and once we know we can control the flow of this information, then we're going to put this out here the way we want to put it out there, and then it blows up on them. Because somebody, there's always a leaky boat. There's always loose lips somewhere. And all of us have sources. It's just a question of what is the right source who pops at the right time. I say all of us. A lot of us have sources in the Pentagon, let's say, or somebody disgruntled in the White House that's a friend of a friend or an assistant to an assistant. Or maybe one of the main dudes. So Attorney General Eric Holder says the Russian agent sent back to Moscow posed a potential threat to the U.S., and they got hundreds of thousands of dollars from Russia. These are the same spies that Vladimir Putin described as low-level, has no ridiculous nonsense, that doesn't even know what you're talking about, forget about it. And Holder went on to pretty much say that the 10 agents for 4 Russian prisoners accused of spying for the West offered a chance to get back 4 people who the U.S. has a lot of interest in. So that's pretty vague, okay? The Russian agents can go back to Russia. They can be with their parents. They can have their kids. They can make their own choices. They can do whatever they want to do. And this was a great deal for us because these were high-level people, when Russia says laughably, these were absolutely not high-level people. Who do you believe on this? Here's what the White House flack, Robert Gibbs, here was his spin on the spy thing.
These individuals have been monitored for quite some time. They tried, but they never got classified information and intelligence. Now they've left the country.
All right, so let's hope they didn't get any classified information. The idea of these spies was they were going to assimilate and try to bust into high-level circles and get people to trust them. In other words, like the sexy hot spy would probably try to sleep with some powerful man who had the ear of somebody in Washington and get information that way. You know, the old-fashioned way. Kind of like how you see it played out in those James Bond movies. But I suppose that didn't work out if you believe what they're saying. We move from spy versus spy and BP to you, my friends. I'm always telling you to send me your thoughts at americatonight.net. So without further ado, let's go check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
I love getting mail, and I appreciate all of you that send me mail. Trust me, I read it, and I hope I get to read yours on the air someday. If you send it to me, probably there's a good chance of that. Here's one from Dandy Don, and that's what he calls himself. Hello, America Tonight. I have a question. I've heard you refer to the debt many, many times. What is the ridiculous debt up to? What is the exact amount? Well, it's funny. You should ask Dandy Don, because the exact amount is $14 trillion. $14 trillion. That is just such a ridiculous number. When you think of that amount, what comes to mind? Thousands of pro football fields all lined up with all the people in the stadiums. I mean, what does $14 trillion look like? Too much. That's what it looks like, and it's killing us. And when people say, oh, we can't do this to our children and our grandchildren and all that, they're dead right, because that's exactly what's going to happen. It is a horrible thing to hang over the heads of the future of America. All right, so we move from that. $14 trillion is the number, the most exact number we can come up with anyway. To this question, it's from Bob listening to us, WVMT in Vermont. Oh, big shout out to all our friends in Vermont. We love the folks in Vermont. He says, Kate, what do you think of Netanyahu? I've heard you mention about this whole peace thing, and you scoff it off and say, I don't think we'll ever see peace. You don't think there's ever a chance we're going to see peace in the Middle East, really? And your take on Netanyahu? I don't think we're going to see peace in the Middle East. I don't think so. I mean, I can look in rose-colored glasses, and I can sit here with an olive branch and tell you, we absolutely. Let's embrace all, and let's look at a map of the Middle East and teach our kids about all, which we should anyway, though. Here's all these countries. Here's what this one does. Here's what this one does. Here's where we're occupying. This is where the battle is now. Here's where the battle should be, where I'm talking about Pakistan. Here's the scary guys, Ahmadinejad in Iran. We don't know what's going to happen there. And because there's so much going on in this chessboard called the Middle East, I don't think we're going to see peace, no. The Palestinians and Israel, can they really truly embrace peace? No. I don't believe so. There's too much hurt. There's too many raw feelings over a piece of land, for one, over long histories, thousands of years of history. And I don't think we're going to see peace in the Middle East. Call me cynical, because, hey, if we can have peace in the Middle East, why not? Who's going to scoff at that? But I don't think so. It makes for good conversation, though, I'll say that.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
On air, online, and on demand.
They say we offer simple answers to complex problems.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Version of We Can Count, but damn, I missed my free Slurpee chance. Boy, this would be the daily salute of the day. How smart of 7-Eleven. Today is 7-Eleven, so guess what? Well, if you're listening to us in the Mountain Time Zone, if you're listening to us in the Pacific Time Zone, I suppose you could still technically go out and get a Slurpee. But around the country, it was, free Slurpees. 7 ounces of a Slurpee to celebrate 7-Eleven Day. And they were still doing it up to 11 p.m. I don't know how many stores there are. I guess there must be. I'll take a shot in the dark. I bet there's like 40,000 7-Eleven stores around this country. So you think of one of those like cherry Slurpees. Ooh, that sounds good right now, doesn't it? Probably most of you listening, I don't know if any of you had the convenience stores that were similar to 7-Eleven called Cumberland Farms, and they made, I thought, a better version of the Slurpee. It was called, and I used to get it when I was a kid, every once in a while, called the Chili Willy, And oh, that was like cherry, and it was freezing cold. So when you're a kid in Jersey and you're melting into the pavement and you only have to walk a couple of blocks to get a Chili Willy, oh, that was the best. But, I mean, hey, whoever came up with the idea for the 7-Eleven Slurpee giveaway thing, that's brilliance, because why not? How much is it really going to cost them? And I think of 7-Elevens, in some places they're pretty big, but a lot of them have, I don't know if they've gone under or they're just being taken over by other convenience stores, or I'm just not noticing a lot of them. I don't know. Do you, Matt, do you have a lot of 7-Elevens in at the mothership in Minneapolis?
We have zero.
Really?
No,
see, there you
7-Elevens
go.
In Minnesota. They sold them all.
See, yeah. So they used to have them. You know what a 7-Eleven is.
Right. We used to have them, then they sold them to Super America, which is the same company as Speedway.
So Speedway is where you get gas and whatever
right.
stuff you get when you go in the store.
Yep.
Oh, well, do you, so in place of a Slurpee, if I lived in Minnesota, what would I get? Is there something similar?
I don't know. I'm sure there's an Icy somewhere that you can get.
An Icy's not the same. It doesn't taste the same. A Slurpee or a Chili Willy, it tastes different than an Italian water ice. And I know there's New Yorkers or people, all of you, yo, in Connecticut, help me out here. I know that you like the Italian water ice stuff, which I do too. I mean, I grew up with the Italian water ice, but that's different than the Slurpee Chili Willy deal. Hey, there may not be that many Cumberland Farms left either, because I haven't, certainly I haven't seen very many in the South. And I don't know, one by one, they may be going by the wayside as well. Huh. Well, speaking of Chili Willies, I was talking earlier about the Russian spy thing, and that the Russian spies, according to our Attorney General, were a terrible threat to the U.S., although there wasn't really any incredibly useful information we got out of the spies anyway. So, okay. So we move from spy versus spy to state versus the feds. Eric Holder's like in the middle of everything now. Last week, the Justice Department files the lawsuit, so it's the U.S. versus Arizona. How pleasant when we're drowning in $14 trillion worth of debt. Well, now you see what's happening. The governors had their big meeting, and the governors are really in trouble. A lot of governors, I shouldn't say the governors themselves, but a lot of states are in trouble because you're talking about cutting budgets repeatedly. You're talking about laying off workers, draining funds, restructuring the government. And some of these states are really in a panic over the financial crisis that they're facing. And, you know, whatever it is, talking about running departments where they can only have offices open 3 days a week, or, you know, you have to get your driver's license renewed depending on where you live, it might really be an event. Where it used to be an easy kind of deal, you might be looking up hours and make sure that before you go to the DMV that it's actually open and they haven't cut back the hours. They're worried about it in Virginia. The governor there is saying, hey, look, I'm just flat out worried about the deficits. And all this spending at every level of government is unsustainable. So what do we do? And the money from Washington is not there. I mean, it's not there anyway. But that's certainly not the answer. So the only thing you can do when you're running a state is to, the only thing that they've been able to do is to come up with increases like property taxes, which is terrible for the rest of us because you have people who have lost jobs, you have people who are barely making their mortgage payments. The last thing you need is an increase in property taxes because people can't pay the money that they were paying. The housing markets are tanking still all over the place. So we've got two straight years where even the collection from income and property taxes were lower. That's why they talk about increasing them. From sales, from home sales, all that stuff is way, 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 way down. So you've got states that are facing almost $300 billion, that is a fat number too, $300 billion in shortfalls between 2009 and 2012. And these new budgets are going to be challenging because of, one, the tax collection. Isn't it brutal? if you're doing okay, and of course you want to help your neighbor, but does it ever feel like this? You're doing okay and you finally are breathing. Sigh of relief. Oh, I'm getting my kids through college. I'm doing whatever. Everything's okay. Knock on wood. We have a little saved up for rainy day. And the rainy day is going to get just, they're just going to piece it away because you're just going to pay more and more in taxes. I don't see any other way in what's going on in California, what's going on in Virginia, Wyoming, Vermont, you know, pick a place, any place, and everyone, and it seems like every state is struggling, Nevada the worst. Because while you have people going to Vegas, you still don't have the numbers that you used to have, and you don't have the people that are, let's face it, spending the free-flowing money that they used to spend. So when everything, that's what happens, everything goes down, and then you're looking at ways to tax people, but no, who wants more taxes? Come on, how many of us opt for the more taxes thing? If you tell me you're making millions and millions of dollars, then you don't care as much, perhaps. But it's the people that are in the middle, that are doing okay, that feel like they're okay, but now they're going to get stung, and they're not making quite enough money, but they're not making too little amount of money. So the have and the have not theory, boy, that is it's grim to think of that. It really is. It's like we're all standing around in the English countryside somewhere. You know the barbaric thing where they used to do, they cut people's heads off with the head. And I always think when I read back on those times that the people had no choice because they were scared to death that if they did something wrong, their head would be lopped off. So they would go and be forced to witness it. I mean, some of them were rubberneckers, but a lot of them were forced to witness it, and it was just for the shock. Hey, you screw up, and you don't pay us the money you're supposed to pay us, or you don't do what you're supposed to do, and off with your head. And this is it. We're the victims. We're trying to decide what to do. So I'll say this, like I say, every show at least once. The worst thing you can do is to have no action. Get involved. Be involved. Be involved locally. Go to your city council meetings. When they're talking about taxes, when they're talking about raising things, when they're talking about bond issues, make sure you know what they are. Call and ask some questions. I mean, even if it's a pain in the rump to do it, it'll take you a handful of minutes, and at least you know, and you can go vote on things before you get stung and have to pay for things that you don't think you should be paying for, even if it helps whatever city it is that you're living in. It's just too over the top, and you already paid it increase after an increase after an increase. So you owe it to yourself and to your family to be involved. Just turn off the tube for an hour or two and make those quick phone calls when you get home from work. Or I say this, and I really mean this too, if you want to send a note to a congressperson or a senator and you don't know who yours is because there's been a switch or you weren't paying attention or whatever, send me a note at americatonight.net and we'll tell you who it is. All right, this guy, I'll tell you what, this is a real dope on a rope out of Michigan. And it's not because he's not getting in touch with people. He's not being aware of what's happening in his local community. Perhaps he's too aware. So this Michigan doctor decided he was going to fly an American flag upside down during the 4th of July holiday. And the whole idea was to get people's attention. Are you kidding me? I saw a picture of it. This guy was an eye doctor. His name's Dr. Thomas Bird. And this is in Detroit where he did it. And he inverted the flag to have people asking the question, he says, how's the Constitution doing? How's liberty? How's my freedom compared to a few years ago? And he said flying the flag upside down was never intended to be disrespectful. He just wanted to get the attention of people, and he thought this is how he would do it. It wasn't that he had some beef with the United States, but it was, you know, just a sign of distress, and he thought the flag was in distress. Well, just for the record, the U.S. flag code, did you know there's a flag code? It says the flag should only be flown upside down as a signal of dire distress in extreme instances of danger to life and property. I wonder how many people knew that. It's a great fair or foul question. And I'm with them on the Constitution, but there's better ways to raise awareness for this. I'd say foul on flying a flag, especially in Detroit, flying it upside down over the last weekend, the 4th of July weekend. Please, we can count coming up next.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
What started as an idea to provide power for a small hunting cabin has grown into a passion for creating an alternative energy source that's both affordable and reliable. At Wind Blue Power, our goal is to provide you with the best selection of parts and accessories to power your own ideas. Whether you're building a wind generator from scratch or you prefer a complete bolt-together kit, we've got you covered with fast worldwide shipping and impeccable customer service. Visit us at windbluepower.com. Think green. Go blue at Wind Blue Power.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
Check this out. This is the first story in We Can Count. You gotta love this. Anybody out there ever feel like they were going to find buried treasure and they went bought themselves one of those metal detectors? I used to see people, and I still do see people on the beach with the metal detectors early in the morning. Well, an amateur treasure hunter who had just a metal detector found over 52,000 Roman coins. Check it out, worth $1 million. And you know where he found it? It's the largest find ever, they say, in the United Kingdom. And this is a guy, he's just a hospital chef, and he comes across his buried treasure while he's searching for metal objects in a field near Frome, Somerset in southwestern England. Initially, he found 21 coins, but when he unearthed the pot, because, you know, he had the buzzing, getting warmer, red hot, he knew, that was a terrible imitation, I know, of one of those metal detectors. He knew he had to excavate them. So all the coins, it turned out to be 52,000. And the hoard had 766 coins with an image of the Roman general Marcus Aurelius on it. And that is so, I think that's so incredible that he found those. And now this, well, I'm sure, is going to go to maybe an antiques museum. But the coins are worth about $1 million. Or is it finders keepers? I don't know. Would that be finders keepers? Does he have to split it? Now, he was in a field, a farmer's field. So I'm kind of thinking, and the guy said this, they are his property, right, if he found them. The guy's name is Dave Crisp. I guess what he's going to do is try to split the value with the farmer who owns the field. That's nice. That's a good thing to do, instead of avoid a lawsuit. And you figure between them however much it goes for, they should make some pretty good money on this. And somebody, certainly some coin collector or somebody else, will end up buying that. That's amazing. Just, that could be anybody. You're just out there in the field going along or on a beach, and next thing you know, you uncover all that Roman coinage for who knows how much money. Speaking of money, since we're on the subject, China's foreign reserves reached $2.45 trillion by the end of June. You know what that is? That's a 15% increase year on year, according to the central bank. So if we break this all down, it took China a decade to accumulate its first $1 trillion in foreign reserves. That was 2006. But they skyrocketed as trade really boomed, and the total passed $2 trillion last April, then $2.4 trillion by the end of 2009. China, by the way, is the U.S. government's biggest foreign creditor. Oh, we know that, don't we? But they've trimmed its treasury holdings by several billion dollars in the last couple of months. Getting a little nervous over the dollar. Very scary. China's made those suggestions about what to do, the dollar not being the international monetary deal, going away from that and coming up. Remember, there was even this suggestion, I think a year and a half ago, about coming up with some other kind of monetary system. Yeah, we don't, as Americans, to be honest, you look at the dollar, you don't want to see that happen. And you do want to, of course, invest in gold and other things. It's good to have some gold. It's good to, if you've got some money, to get some gold and to get some other things in your portfolio. But to be realistic, we don't ever want everything in our system to completely crash. And that's what's happening with the situation with the dollar. We're seeing it with the euro and Greece. It's been awful. The past 6 months and plus have been just disastrous for Greece. And Greece isn't the only one. How about this? This is going to be our last we can count. Two planes entering a no-fly zone. What's the big deal? Well, it was during the president's Nevada visit. They had two planes that had to be chased by military fighter jets from Colorado Springs. They had to detain them because they went into one of the zones where Obama was campaigning for Harry Reid, Senator Reid, who's in a tough battle for his long-held seat. A Secret Service special agent said that the pilots of two single-engine Cessnas were interviewed, and they didn't do any other further investigation. They didn't really realize they crossed the no-fly zone on Friday morning. But here's the thing. Who pays for the two F-16 fighter jets that have to be dispatched? Yep, that's all of us. So one of the Cessnas was actually escorted down to the airport. The other was taken to another spot outside of Las Vegas. Who knows where they were headed? But when you go for clearance, that's what the tower should tell you. There's a no-fly zone. They should be able to tell you that. All right, let's go to John, who's listening to us in Canada. Hey, John.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Hello. Yes, I'm listening to your show. You know, there's a couple things I know that you're probably well aware of. You remember we had this congressional hearing, I guess it was a few weeks back or maybe towards the early June there, where they told us, you know, in congressional hearings, that they removed the safety fluid, and by doing so, of course, that causes an explosion. And then, as Oberman covered last Friday, you know, if we actually understand what they're doing, the Corexit makes no sense. You don't want to use a dispersant, and the EPA, the branch of the federal government, did tell them to stop doing it, And they said that they did, but it turned out that they lied. While they were saying they weren't using it, and it doesn't matter, besides it's only as harmless as dishwashing liquid, we could see the dispersant off camera, you know, at the seabed shooting this stuff in. So I think it's a failure to communicate that these guys are legitimately criminally negligent, and it's very much similar to your other subject, where you look at the IMF, you know, the so-called professionals, they'll tell us what dictates we should live under by attacking social programs and welfare mothers included, and those that are supposed to have insurance for unemployment benefits, but not support the criminal arrest of Paulson, who bailed out AIG on frauds, actual real criminal frauds, where he had gotten insurance on subprime mortgages that were called AAA through fellow conspirators Moody's. And that insurance, he wanted that cash back for. So as the head of the Treasury Department, he bails out the AIG five times in total, which all comes back to himself. That's criminal fraud. It was fraud to sell those mortgage securities as AAA when he knew that they clearly weren't. Plus the bailout in of itself is the crime, you know, that's a bigger subject.
Sure.
Yeah, but it's a crime too, because, you know, banks don't cover our loans, as that's how they operate. It's called a fractional reserve system. So to give them money, free money, on only hopes and prayers that they might lend some back to us, and interest is irrational. Besides, they took all that cash to pay off their they called it toxic debt, but these were bets that weren't being covered because it's funny money. They trade derivatives, which has
sure.
no capital, but they want commissions in our blood and sweat and tears. And
mm-hmm.
that's why banks like Bear Stearns go bankrupt, because they're trading in $77 trillion, which is how they went bankrupt, with $77 trillion in capital. You go bankrupt? Yeah, because it's not real money. But when they traded that, they took all the money out of the depositor, out of the pensions, and all the other cash besides that they were holding because of the repeal of that Glass-Steagall back in 1999, which gave them that criminal intent to defraud ourselves. And MMS, hopefully I'm not swimming too far around in circles here, but just, you know, another thing with BP is we know that they filled out the documents themselves through MMS, which is the Mineral Management Service.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, let me stop you there, John. I'm totally on board with that. Paulson, criminal. I listed him a long time ago. If you go to AmericaTonight.net, I put him under blunder of the day a long time ago. And the fact that he just gave AIG a free ticket and also had no control. Hey, whatever. You're going to pay it back. When are you going to do it? What are you going to do? And to the AIG, the three dreaded letters. That really sunk the ship in 2008, in the fall of 2008. And Big Punks, which is what I call British Petroleum, of course they're criminally negligent with what they've been doing. And the dispersants, it's outrageous. And it's outrageous how tight like a drum they have all that information coming out of there, when this is our country and this is oil that is being spilled into our Gulf of Mexico. I don't understand the free rein they seem to have gotten.
With the Coast Guard to demand they're threatening anyway, fines as high as $40,000 or 5 years in prison for using American taking a photograph on an American beach.
Right.
There is something going wrong here. Our the public's interest isn't being represented.
I agree. John, thanks. We're up against it. But the public interest isn't being represented. And especially when it comes to the situation in the Gulf, there's absolutely no question about that. And I tried it for myself as a member of the media and trying to get as much information as possible. You know, I was basically told, well, we have a news conference here and there. You stick the microphone out. No, I don't want to stick the microphone out. We want you to come on the show and talk about really what's happening down there. And needless to say, there were no takers on that one. On that note, I bid you adieu and remind you, you can send me your thoughts at AmericaTonight.net.